Please be seated. Well, good morning and a very happy Christmas to you. Christmas Day is the day we celebrate God the Son being born into the world. So because we are celebrating Jesus' birthday, I thought we could play a game that's often played at birthday parties. So we're going to play Pass the Parcel. And in the same way that the Magi's gifts to Jesus were clues about who Jesus was and was to become, so in each layer of the parcel will be a clue to who Jesus is and who he would become. So I need some volunteers to help play. We've got a volunteer. We have two volunteers. We have some more here. If you want to volunteer, to come up to the front and we'll play Pass the Parcel. You don't have to be young. You can be old as well, or older. If you sit down in a bit of a circle here for me, that's good. And we'll stay away from the candles, won't we? Good. Lovely. Love. Brilliant. Wonderful. Now, let's get the parcel. You don't have to sit up. If you want to grab a kneeler, can you pass a few kneelers out for those who might have to sit on the... Thank you. Ooh. Where's our organist gone? Sorry. Oh, Peter. Peter, I forgot to ask you before I started this whether you could play some Pass the Parcel music for us. I do beg your pardon. Something jolly like, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Can we do that? Was that a yes or was that a... Oh, good. Thank you. But... Stop randomly, but always start at the beginning because I don't think we know too much of what goes... Yeah, that's perfect. Excellent. Now, I'll let you know when. And I'll say please, obviously. So we all know the rules to pass the parcel, don't we? When Peter plays the music, the parcel goes round. And when Peter stops, the person with the parcel has to carefully unwrap the parcel, remove one layer... And then there will be something in there. And if you could give that to me, and that will be a clue about Jesus. Okay, and we'll talk about that for a little bit, and then we will pass the parcel again. And while the parcel's being passed, the rest of us will sing, "We Wish You a Merry Christmas." Okay, are we ready? On after you, Peter. Wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. Christmas and a happy new year. Glad tidings we bring to you. Oops, oh, there you are. Can you unwrap the parcel for us, please? What have we got in here? Oh, what is that? It's a candle, isn't it? It's a candle. So what could a candle possibly tell us about Jesus? Shout out, anybody. I'm sure some people know. Oh, he's the light of the world. Well done. Jesus is the light of the world. Well done. Thank you. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So like a light helps us to see in the darkness, Jesus helps us to see things clearly. Things that are right and wrong, the way to behave and the right decisions to make. And also like a light in the darkness, Jesus brings us comfort, security and safety. So Jesus is our guiding light. Let's pass the parcel again. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh! What have we got? Just like opening Christmas presents, isn't it? I bet you open them a bit faster, do you? What have we got now? Oh, a compass. A compass. That's interesting. What might a compass tell us? Let's go to something else. Yes? He directs us when we're lost. That's right. He does. He directs us when we're lost. Jesus said, didn't he, in the Bible, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So like a light shows us to the right direction to go, a compass also shows us which way to go, doesn't it? And like a compass needle always points north, Jesus always points to God. Jesus actually said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. So we need to look to Jesus to keep us heading in the right direction towards God. Jesus points to God. Let's pass the parcel again. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. Oh, lovely. What's in this next layer? Something's come out there. Something fell out. What was that? What's that?
Bread.
Bread. Is it bread?
Yes.
What do you think bread tells us about Jesus? Can somebody shout out if they want? He did, didn't he? He fed sort of 5,000 people with just some small pieces of bread and some fish. What else does Jesus say about himself? Does anybody know? He's the bread of life. That's right. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Bread was daily food for people, wasn't it? It wasn't special food. In the same way that we need to eat every day, we also need Jesus every day. Not just one day of the week, not just one or two special days of the year, but every day. Shall we pass the parcel again? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a... Oh, there we are. Your turn now. Take the wrapper off and let's see what we have. Well done. What have we got? Ooh, candy canes. You love candy canes? Well, shall we share them out?
Yeah.
How many of us are there? Whee! Has everybody got one? Has anybody? Right, here's a few more. Right. Now, Jesus never said anything about being a candy cane, did he? But what does this look like? It looks like a stick. It looks like a shepherd's crook, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Yeah. And Jesus did say, I am the good shepherd. Yes?
I broke my candy.
Oh, no. Look, let's swap you for... Yeah, I'll take all the broken ones back and you can have proper ones. There's a 28-day return policy, isn't there? You can eat them whenever you like. Well, actually, you have to ask your mum and dad when you can eat them, okay? It's okay. Okay, so Jesus said, I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Now, in the Old Testament, it says that God is often compared to a shepherd caring for his sheep. And most famously, probably in Psalm 23, where the Lord is my shepherd, I will want for nothing. He leads me by still waters and green pastures. He protects me through dark valleys. He has a place for me kept in his house forever. So Jesus is the good shepherd who loves us so much, he will die to protect us. So as a shepherd cares for his sheep, Jesus cares for us. Shall we pass the parcel one last time? We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings we bring to you and your kin. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, there we are, last parcel. What shall we have? You didn't get, I'm sorry. Are you coming back next year? Yeah, well, we'll try again next year. Oh, what's that? A sheep. Yeah. I think it's actually meant to be a lamb, or I meant it to be a lamb. Now, this is going to take a little bit more explanation. So I think you can go back. Yes? Nearly. You tell me in a minute. Do you know?
Shepherd sheep?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
He's
the shepherd of the world. That's very good. I'm going to actually tell you something else about this in a minute. So if we could say thank you very much to our Pass the Parcel players. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Because as I say, this explanation is going to take a little bit longer and it gets a little bit more serious now. I'll pop the lamb up there. John the Baptist said when he saw Jesus, "See, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Now, the Magi's gift of myrrh signified Jesus' death, didn't it? Because in Bible times they used myrrh to anoint dead bodies before they buried them. But the title Lamb of God also points to Jesus' death. Because in Bible times the Jewish people used to sacrifice lambs. It's a way of saying sorry to God for disobeying him. The special word used in the Bible for disobeying God is sin. And we might have heard that word used in our service this morning already. It's in our service sheets. So for the Jewish people, when they sacrificed the lamb took the blame for the wrong things they did. Now the trouble is, all the lambs in all the world can't possibly pay the price of all the sin for all the people. The only sacrifice good enough to do that was Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the perfect sacrifice. Jesus, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, paid the price of all the wrong things done by every single person who has ever lived and will ever live. So like the Lamb died to take away the sins of the Israelite people, Jesus died to take away the sins of the whole world, yours, mine, and everybody else's. So this tiny, vulnerable, helpless baby that we celebrate coming into the world at Christmas grew up to become our guiding light, our way to God, our sustainer, our feeder, our strengthener, our protector and carer, and also our Saviour. Now, in a moment, we are going to share Holy Communion together. We will eat bread and we will drink wine as a way to remember that Jesus gave his body and shed his blood for us. So I'd like to encourage everybody to come up when directed by our sides people to take Holy Communion. If it's your practice to take Holy Communion at your home church, then you are welcome to take Holy Communion with us. If it's not, then you are welcome to come up and receive a blessing. If you don't want to do either of those things, can I encourage you please to come up anyway? Because what I'd like us all to do is have a look at the lovely stained glass window at the top of the church. And if you look at the bottom of that window, it shows Jesus on the cross. Jesus, the Lamb of God, taking away the sins of the world. And then if you look to the top of the window, it shows Jesus, the King of Heaven, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So as the Magi's gifts of myrrh signify Jesus' death on the cross, the Magi's gifts of frankincense and gold signify his kingship and his godship. The miracle of Christmas is that God loves us so much, Jesus left the glory of heaven to come and live with us. But the greater miracle is that God loves us so much that he died for us. Amen.